But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you stay tonight. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
Hi, my name is Miles. And I'm just here to apologize in advance for any technical difficulties that we may have experienced during the podcast. But I do hope that you stay and listen to the entirety of the episode. Thank you so much again, and please enjoy.
In our lives, people come and go.
Some leave marks, and some leave memories.
No matter the pain, we all have to move forward. Live our lives, taking with us the lessons that they left us with.
Hey guys, welcome to Saturday Nightcap with...
The ever so dramatic Belle.
The melancholic Mark.
And the Mart's here, that is Miles. With the episode today, today's episode is going to be labeled as Done, Gone, and Back to Square One. And with this episode, we are going to explore the breakup stories that we all have, that we three have, and how we moved on, to also help you with moving on and with your breakups. And right, and for today we're going to start with three questions that we haven't explored yet with the last post.
The questions and that we have answered,
so Mark,
from the last episode. Wait a sec.
Exactly, from the last episode. Yeah.
Wait a sec, I lost the questions.
So actually, the three questions that we have are from Diana. From Diana.
All right, there we go.
And thank you so much for the beautiful questions, by the way, Diana. If you are listening, yeah.
So let's start with why does someone always wound up getting hurt if alam naman agad yung outcome bago pa magsimula?
Wait, is this something? Is this something like, say? We get hurt easily even though there's no label to it, or we just think that we have feelings for this person?
I think that's the given situation.
Okay. Sa akin,
like, if alam naman
question niya is parang outcome. Before pa kayo pumasok sa isang relationship, parang alam mo na agad na yung outcome is magiging ganito. I'm not sure why, pero bakit pinasok mo pa din?
Like, for example, siguro, ano, parang siguro, remember yun sa ano, diba?
Yeah.
When it comes to love, you always have to risk it, right? If you really love the person. And there are certain situations, like, for example, religious situations, that you can enter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, hindi ka willing magpa-convert. Pero in a relationship, like, yeah, you don't want to convert, but... And you don't want to force the other one, the other side to convert as well, right? So parang alam mo na yung parang it's just an example.
But this is
there's
mostly
a
like a general question, right?
Actually,
forced it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
If I really think about it, I just feel that that person is very that person plans ahead, I guess, to avoid break. And in my experience, I mean, of course, before we try looking into the ideal partner, we would always tend to think, can this person be the right one for me in the long run, right? So I just think that it's good to plan. I mean, it's good to know what type of person you'd like to be with prior to being in your relationship. But I feel like you just have to, that's the reason of dating. You're just trying to work things out. And if you don't
compromise.
Feel like, if you don't feel comfortable being with this particular person, then you don't have to force yourself. That's my thing.
Oh.
Right. And I can, And isa ko naman kasi is ano yun, parang similar yung situation naman actually dun sa 5 years. There are exact moments na ganito na she doesn't want to convert, and sa family naman may release. And it's okay for me, and I'm willing to compromise to overcome that. I guess yung sa ano naman is, in love, you really have to risk it. And if alam mo na yung outcome or alam mo ganitong malaking part ng puso mo yung ganito yung magiging outcome ng isang relasyon yung or sa relasyon niyo, pero gusto mo siyang i-risk kasi mahal mo siya.
Yes.
It's worth it. Especially if reciprocated yung love mo.
Right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Mark?
Hindi, kasi ako I'm trying to understand the question. Kasi parang ang dating sa akin, hindi pa sila in a relationship thingy.
Yeah.
Wala pang label basically. Para sa akin, ang dating niya is, paano ka papasok dun sa isang relationship kung alam mo agad na hindi agad mag-work out. So, nagmumukha siyang exploration sa akin. Parang mag-explore lang yung tao to see if they can work things out with this person.
Yeah.
So basically, that person is trying to explore if they can work this out with someone is just basically wasting his or her time.
Yeah, exactly.
Kasi kung sa kanya galing tong tanong na to, kung dun sa tao na yung nag-iisip na bakit ako papasok dito kung hindi naman pala mag-work out. So ang dating sa akin, parang anong sense, 'di ba? Na papasukin mo. Parang feeling ko lang mag-explore ka lang to see, and then if it fails, then move on, find someone else or whatnot, ewan.
Parang yung point mo siguro is bakit mo sasayangin yung oras mo sa isang bagay,
diba?
Na alam mo naman walang
kumbaga sa akin,
magiging
katapusan. Personally,
or walang magiging good end.
Why would I waste my time pursuing that person? So, ang tendency pa nun is, since sa akin parang it's just a game or it's just a waste of time doon sa tao na gusto niyang mag-explore is for serious relationship types, diba?
Right.
So in order to save the time and effort at the same time, yung feeling ng tao na gusto niyang i-try, yung gusto niyang mangyari, wag na lang. Sayang eh. Baka mamaya maglaan din ng time and effort yung isang yung tao na yun, yung kabilang part. Tapos ending, sasaktan lang siya. Itong isa, hindi masasaktan eh. Kasi, tatry niya eh. Itignan niya ako mag-workout eh. Kung hindi, okay. Find someone else, move on. Ganun.
Parang there's two approach to that question. Either, if you're the hopeless romantic kind, you risk it. Or if you're the logical kind,
you won't risk it.
Then, you just see her. Yeah. Yung answer ni Mark, yung logical. Yung answer ko, yung hopeless romantic.
There are people who are hopeless, and there are people who would rather think like how you would see yourself with this person in the future. So.
Exactly.
And I don't know. I, for some reason, it came into mind this special quote that was from one of my favorite movies, which is Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is, we accept the love we think we deserve. Yeah, because in the beginning, the lead asked, like, why do I and everyone I love choose people who don't love me back, or in that sense? And then the English teacher explained that we accept the love we think we deserve. So, yeah.
Or maybe nandun ka sa parang thinking na I deserve this, pero alam mo sa sarili mo na hindi naman talaga. Parang gusto mo lang ma-feel good sa sarili mo na.
What?
Parang gusto mo lang ma-feel good na parang okay, I deserve this. Kasi syempre, everyone naman deserves to be loved, diba?
Yes, of course. I agree.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alam, medyo weird yung sunod. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko sasagutin.
Ayun
yung
na nga. So, na thank question. You, Day.
Yung...
Yeah. Thank you, Diana. Ito ulit. Tanong mo ulit to. So, ayun na nga. How do you deal kapag inaiwan ka sa ere? Well, di naman ako relate. Masaya ako. Nagsusupport lang. Ha, ha, ha. Go, guys. Okay. Hindi ko rin
na-iwan
sure
ka.
Oo, naiwan sa ere. Is it...
Thank you so much, by the way.
That's the thing.
Wait lang. May tanong.
Pumapasok ata to sa huling subject natin dati.
Oo, actually, yan nga yung right? tatanong Because ko. Is it, parang the same ba with ghosting?
Yeah.
Yeah, naiwan ka sa ere. As in, legit, walang explanation, wala talaga lahat. As in, legit,
wait lang. Feeling ko iba yung pagkakaintindi ko sa ghosting. Kasi ang in-exen na naisip ko sa ghosting is, wala kayong label. Nagparamdam lang siya, nagpa-feel lang siya na parang may something, tas bila siyang mawawala. So, ang iniisip ko sa tanong na to is, iniwan ka sa ere during your relationship. So, kaya nga parang iniisip ko, is this the same like as ghosting a person or what?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in a way. Kasi naiwan ka eh. Parang walang ni hoy, walang ganun.
Exactly.
So, regardless exactly. kung in a relationship ka or wala. So, yeah. Same lang yun. Okay.
Ghosting
okay,
pa rin. Yes.
Sorry, okay. Kasi hindi ako masyado
That's
mo na
eh. That's fine. Because I guess maybe she can open it that way where somebody can just instantly leave you. Because there are instances like that.
Actually.
Right?
Relate ako dyan.
Let's say you're fully invested with this person. And at the end of the day, that person's gonna leave you without dropping what's going on, why it didn't work out. I watched a movie earlier on Netflix. It was about this guy and a girl. Like, they're two separate people. Of course, they're two separate people, but iba yung story nila. Like, the guy, he's with his current girlfriend, who's also a teacher, and the girl, she's like this, I think, graphic designer, and he's with a guy who's a pilot. So the guy and the girl, they used to have a thing together. And there's just one time where they were confronting each other. The guy said, "What happened to us?" And I guess the girl replied back that they're just lost. They don't know how to work things out. Because the girl was planning on, how should I say this? The girl was planning on moving to the US.
Mm-hmm.
The guy tried applying for the visa multiple times but failed twice. So of course that's kind of frustrating on the girl's end, knowing that they want to have a future outside of the country. Kasi yung boyfriend ng girl, pinipilit niya na mag-date sila. Tapos, parang yung boyfriend ng girl, ginawan lahat ng gusto niya. States, kahit wala pa siyang trabaho sa States. And then in the end, the girl, the guy broke it off with the girl because he realized that the girl is still in love with the other guy. So it's that kind of thing. I don't know what happened to their relationship because they didn't really get it in the movie. But if you were to be left alone after a serious relationship, then if I were in that kind of movie, I would still want to talk to you. But if the person would insist on being alone or if they prefer not to stay, then we can just leave these things open-ended.
No. Anong title ng movie na yun?
Oh, shoot. I forgot. I'll try to search it.
US film or...
No. It's a Tagalog film.
It's a what?
It's a Tagalog film. It's a Philippine film.
Who's the artist?
I think it's somewhat indie. Remember the blogger who passed away recently? The guy? Eman, you?
Ah, si Eman, okay.
He's like a small role in that movie.
Oh. Shoot.
Like I'll mention it to later when I search it, but it's insightful, I guess.
Ah. Tayo sa huling buwan.
No. Yes, there you go.
Tayo sa huling buwan ng taon.
Ang title?
Tayo sa huling buwan ng taon.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's booming in Netflix. I mean, in Filipino 9 gen.
Yes.
And some memes, yeah. Uh-huh. I've been meaning to watch. Is it good?
Maybe because I wasn't really fully concentrated, but I get the gist of the movie. I guess it's nice. The cinematography of it, the story, I guess. And maybe if I watched it seriously, I guess it's nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it kind of have like like the isang daang tula pa kay Stella vibe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Parang ano? Parang tragic na hindi mo maintindihan na nakakalungkot na hindi mo. Ewan ko.
Yeah.
Pang ganon naman lagi pag ang palabas ni Nabel.
Yeah, they sometimes for indie films they just leave it like open ended. It's up to the viewers on how they're gonna create the ending.
Oo nga. Tama.
True. Or usually there's like the bad ending and then there's the epilogue where it becomes good or like the from the no, isang daang tula pa kay Stella, but the ending is that si Del met another girl.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz it was funny though because while I was watching this one movie, yung kay JM De Guzman and Rian Ramos. Did you guys watch that? I forgot the title. But it's a really nice movie. And I liked it. It also ended up with an open ending. And when I was watching it with my yaya, she's like, ano yun ending? Because of course, for other people, they would expect like a happy ending and everything else. And yeah, I told my yaya, yan yung talaga yung uso na yun. Yung mga ending na ganun. Ang pangit ng ending eh, sabi ko. So, of course she's used to the yung mga rom-coms and the yung mga romantic movies na may happy ending and everything. So,
yung kay JM De Guzman ba yung para siyang ano, merong tawag dito medical condition?
Yes.
The blind something.
Yeah.
the way
that they showed him, his condition is really nice in that movie.
Oo nga, parang medyo ano siya, medyo tawag dun, nakakaano rin. Kasi yung eksena niya, may napalad kasi ako sa YouTube na reaction about this movie na parang meron siyang tendency na hindi niya maalala yung taong nakita niya.
Yeah.
Yung tipong parang nakita.
The last food.
Yun nga, parang nakita kita ngayon, mamaya or bukas din nakita kita na. So that's even true. His family,
kind of like first dates, ganun.
I don't know. Basta yun lang, napanood ko lang siyang reaction
like,
video.
Maybe I could give you a gist of how it happened because he has people blindness thing. Like he, the tendencies are if he doesn't see the person often, high chance that of course he'll forget the face. So high chance that, let's say for example, he's seeing Rian Ramos recently, and then she's like working in this coffee shop. So when he went back to the same coffee shop, he sees a different girl's face. Manganon. And then, but he can see Rian Ramos's name tag and everything. So of course, Rian Ramos is just confused on why he would think that he's a different person. It's a really good movie. You guys should watch it.
Yun nga, parang nag-gets ko rin gist ng movie kasi parang in a way, parang JM De Guzman is trying to really have a connection with Rian Ramos. Yun lang, he's having a hard time na do sa na maalala niya. Di ba? Yeah. Tama ba, Bel?
Yes.
Oo, yun. Pinanood ko talaga yung buong reaction video eh. Kahit di ko napanood yung movie, pinanood ko yung reaction video sa YouTube for some reason. Ewan mo.
Okay, guys. I was looking at the wrong movie. Sorry.
No. No, I really find JM De Guzman a cutie patootie. I feel like he can go with anyone, to be honest. He has this certain chemistry build up with like a lead female actress, and he can work it out for some reason.
Well, kasi naman si JM is really a good actor, so it's just that meron talaga siyang, you know, side na basta magulo. Pero when it comes to acting naman talaga, 101% talagang magaling siya. Para sa akin, ha? Personally, magaling talaga siya. Kaso sa love, sa relationship, I mean, sa love stories niya, parang hindi siya, ano, hindi siya, ano, hindi siya perfect. Ganun. Hindi, yun. Based lang sa mga bali-balita, di ba?
Yeah.
Ang pangit nung mga relationships, something niya.
Do we still have more questions aside from...
No, actually, we haven't answered it yet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. go.
It's all right. So how do you deal with... How do you deal kapag naiwan ka sa F? You first, Mark. Or Bell. You first, Bell.
Didn't I explain my side already earlier?
You have not.
I have.
Oh, you have? Oh, wait.
Jean.
I right. Oh, yun, yeah, right. You were a bit choppy.
Sige, yeah. Ako na. Ewan ko, kasi parang before, ito yung mga tipo, mga ilang years back na. Ako kasi yung parang ano yung nangiiwan.
Oh.
So, hindi ko sure. Hindi ko sure yung feeling, sorry. Alala ko lang. Ewan ko. Ganun. Basta yung dati, kasi nga, before, not into, like, long-term relationships. So, mga fling-fling before. So, normally, kapag, yun nga, parang ako rin yung first question na, hindi ko gets kung medyo or somehow or somewhat magka-connect silang itong dalawang questions natin na magkasunod. Pero, yun nga, hindi ako into ano muna nung before eh. So, hanggang sa parang lumagulago na lang. So, doon ako nag-invest talaga into a long-term relationship. Maybe, doon sa pag-explore ko nung mga nakaraan, natuto ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, yun nga, hindi ko talaga sure yung answer kung paano
pag
naiwan sa ere. Hindi
ko alam. Kasi malawak kasi yung term na maiwan sa ere. Pwedeng ito term na parang yung explanation niya sa'yo vague to the point na hindi mo siya naintindihan. Na parang you're seeking for more answers. So parang you're left up there looking for more answers. And para sa akin, parang ganun yung madalas na nangyari sa mga relationships ko. Kasi parang mag-break kami, but I have but the slightest idea for what happened. And yeah, how did I deal with that? Wala lang. You just go through with it. you listen to sad songs, watch sad movies, talk to friends, maybe backstab you a bit.
With, feeling ko parang ganun na nga yung eksena ng mga naiiwan sa ere. Kasi parang if that person doesn't want to talk to you anymore, then there's nothing that you can do about it. Diba?
Exactly.
Parang mag-ano ka na lang, magsi-self-pity ka na lang, listen to sad songs, tapos yun nga, confront with your friends or what ewan.
Yeah, parang yun kaya na yung movie niya nila sa sabiran.
Hindi pa ba ako sa pa?
Yeah, no, but in all seriousness though, that that specific scene, I can relate to. It's I remember how I talked about in our previous episode how my ex cheated on me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Everything that Liza said in that specific scene, I can relate to. Like, the moment that I found out that he cheated on me, I felt insecure. I felt if I wasn't good enough. Am I not pretty? Am I not the right person for him? Everything, like it everything that she said in that specific scene, I can relate. And in that moment where the times that it took me months to get over that person, it's very and when I realized that I shouldn't really focus on what he did, but mostly focus on myself, because this is like finding out my self-worth and knowing that, okay, maybe it is his loss. If he chose to cheat, then I'll make him regret it. By doing the best that I can and having my family and friends close to me, and I'm super happy to be with Brian right now. He supports me in everything and that I do, and I wouldn't have chose it any other way. So I did not even regret being in the relationship with that guy, knowing that I was not able to find my self-worth after what he did.
Speaking of the next question and just the current situation that you did, would you do the honors of reading the last question?
The last question. Okay. Bakit walang remorse sa partner nila ang mga nagde-cheat?
I feel like you can connect to that based on what you just mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah, I can. Okay, so let's just say my ex. I just recently found out that he's a player in a way. He used to mention to me that that I was his true love or everything. And it just simply turns out that one of his best friends mentioned to me that he was fooling around back in college, like ever since. It's I don't know, it just feels like I don't think that he was really looking for a serious relationship, and he likes to play around with people. And let's just put it this way, he's a jackass.
He's
a jackass for sure. And well, if he doesn't really show remorse, it's funny though, because he's actually living with his mom and his sister, and yet he has no respect whatsoever with girls like me. Let's just say that he's a very negative person, and I wouldn't really want to, I actually don't really see him as a person, as a potential partner, lifelong partner, Because during that time when I was with him, it doesn't seem like I'm growing as a person. And yeah, I guess he just really doesn't feel any remorse whatsoever, knowing that he likes playing around. Yeah, that's my point.
Oh. Actually, I do see that when with your sorry. Yun with Brian, being with Brian makes changed you in a lot of good ways. So I'm really glad you did meet him.
Yeah.
Right. To connect with the answer though, I have no actual way of, I mean, siguro sa part ko kasi I've done both parts, cheating and being cheated on. And it's, for me, it's, I have remorse when it comes to the people that I cheated on, because later on I do regret it. And I just hate myself for even doing that in the first place.
A follow-up question, you cheater.
Okay.
A follow-up question.
You cheater.
Why do you cheat in the first place?
Okay, yeah. So for me, I do that because I don't... I don't cheat on, like, sexually. I actually...
Sino ba nagsabi sexually? Wala naman.
No, inaano ko lang. Kasi di ba usually, ang cheat na iniisip ng mga sa katawan niya yun is if you sleep with someone that's cheating, right? Because technically,
yes.
Yun ang madalas na cheat na iniisip na ibang. But for me, when I was going through the things that I was going through, yung mga pagkawain namin doon, the fights that we had with one of my exes, came to the point that I was starting to lose confidence in myself, that I started to love myself at an all-time high, and I was seeking for someone who would understand or someone who can make me feel better, and that's where the change started. Communication was not there, and that was just the thing that we fixed when we went back. I mean, nung naging kami ulit, when we started dating again. So it's, yeah, that's basically why I did those. Again, I regret it because it ruined everything that we had and could possibly have. But yeah, that's why I did.
Okay. Which, since you've revolved in that topic as well, it's funny how my ex used to think that flirting and sending sexual things via chat does not count as cheating.
Yeah, that's just...
Yeah, he's like saying, oh, the physical things, that's only counts as cheating. Really? Really?
The simple thought of thinking of another woman or another guy is already considered cheating.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
pretty.
Let's just say that he's a stupid ass. And let's just move on to Mark's opinion. I might get heated up in this conversation, and we don't like that. We don't want that.
Oh, no, we don't. We do not.
Yes. No, we don't.
Well, sa akin naman, kasi I was cheated on before. Ooh. That was from my previous relationship prior to Sam. So, yun. So, since yung kinwento ko last time on our previous episode that I have been in this toxic relationship, so I'm not sure if my ex gonna listen to this or what, because I'm still a little bit friends with his relatives, you know. So, they can still see our posts. So, I'm not sure if
but
they
like
found
when-
us.
So I'll assume what they have to assume. Bye.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. In our first year, so my ex cheated on me. So nakita ko lang doon sa text. It's like someone na inaaya siya papuntang Manila. Kasi I'm in Bicol that time eh.
Okay.
Yun. So, well, to really cut the story short na lang din. So, my ex actually have been cheated on me multiple times na rin talaga. So, napaka, ewan ko, siguro napaka masokista ko lang. I'm not, di ko ano, yun na nga. Pero I find myself forgiving that person over and over again.
But to connect with that, do you think that they regretted it or did
hindi.
They have remorse?
Really?
No. Kasi no, kasi ginawa pa rin after noon eh. Kaya nga sabi ko, diba, I've been cheated multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So, kung obviously, kung they never felt remorse dun sa first attempt nila na mag-cheat, malamang sa mga sumunod, wala talaga.
Let's just put it this way. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh yeah, actually. Yun na yun. Parang, why do you need to ask if they even feel remorse, diba? Kung uulitin at uulitin lang din naman nila. So, it's just that there are really people na pumabalik at pumabalik doon sa tao. Kasi, yeah. Syempre, mahal nila. Yun yeah. Yun eh. Yun yung isa
or
sa mga sacrificio na ano.
Whatever.
Oh, yun yung mga isa sa mga sacrificio na dapat hindi mo ginawa para sa sarili mo. Kasi, yun nga, dapat magbibigay ka rin sa sarili mo, hindi lahat doon sa tao na yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Yun lang yung point ko. So, later na yung mga susunod.
Yeah. Okay.
So, before we go to the nitty-gritty of the actual meat of it, because, my God, ang dami natin almost nakain doon sa questions. But thank you so much, Diana, for all the beautiful questions that you have. And I wish that in every future post that we have, you will post again. And to everyone that is listening, if we do have any questions, we will post it on our Facebook page and our Twitter, which we will mention later on. So yeah, I'm going back. So, syempre lahat tayo may pinagdaanan. But there is still that, I don't know, for me, I have that one person that I would consider Totga, or the one that got away. I don't know if you guys have that kind of person in your life.
Ako, wala. Kasi ako nga yung ano, diba, yung before. Ako yung nawawala palagi. So, wala.
Wala ako. Parang for gabi. Alam mo yung tipong yung kay Mark, ano yung kay Mark. Hindi na siya dumaan dun sa mga the one crap. I mean, just yung the one that got away. Diretso siya eh. The one. Yes.
No, let's just say that Mark is lucky.
Exactly.
Not lucky in that cheating thing. I'm super glad that he has Sam right now.
Yeah.
I just think that Mark was lucky in a sense that things could have gone worse.
Mm-mm.
But so I'm glad that it turned out that way.
Mm-mm. True, and it's the kind of luck that you would just get once in a lifetime, where you mm-hmm. meet the person that you want to spend your life with.
Mm-hmm. Totoo naman.
Exactly, and I'm guessing Belle, you have any person like that in your life?
The one that got away, kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
One that got away. No.
What? So
no. Cause I like to be chased instead of me being chased.
Sa personality mo naman, Jin, mukhang ikaw lang naman dito meron.
Yeah, cause you're the hopeless romantic here.
Oh, sa naman, pretty sure you guys know the story naman na diba.
Kinuwento mo naman sa mga previous episodes eh.
Yeah.
Now, but come to realize in the past few days, because in the past few days I have been thinking deep about everything that's happened with my past relationships, especially with the 5 years. And dati may totga, yung totga, tsaka may the one that got away, and then there's the one. The one was supposed to be the 5 years.
The one. Oh.
Yeah. But obviously, that's not the case anymore. So, and the simple fact na parang yung feeling, I can't. Like, usually at around this time, naka-move on na ako, or nakahanap na ako ng iba. Or like, the flings would actually remove the feeling. But this is, andun pa rin siya. So,
hindi naman mawawala yun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Five years. To get an insight too, as well. After my relationship with my ex, the one who cheated on me, I had flings, actually, till I met Brian. And I just felt that after meeting Brian, I don't want to fool around like what I did before.
Yeah.
People make you realize that. So.
Here's hoping that I meet the Brian of my life. I'm kidding.
The Brian.
Yeah, that gay, no.
Maybe. Yeah. Hindi na isa sa bigo. You need the Brian in your life too.
To them girls that are listening, I am straight.
Straight, ano?
Yes.
Ayong.
What is straight?
Wait.
Ano? Sige.
Oo nga, straight si Jean. Straight na. Okay, girls na nakikinig. Straight si Jean. Straight sumubo.
Okay. Gabi, punyeta. Punyeta.
Anyhow, anywho.
Girls,
okay.
Straight ako. Seryoso. Straight. Hindi, wala pa. Yeah.
Well, yun na nga. Tapos ka na ba doon? Jean, sa kwento mo, sorry.
Yeah, so yun nga. And siya yung mako-consider ko na yung totoong the one that got me, because she was supposed to be the one. Everything was set in place. Ang kulang na lang, sing-sing. That was the only thing missing. And I know that yun yung sinabi ko sa inyo, di ba? I had plans of doing so. But unfortunately, God has other plans.
Oh, yun naman talaga yun. Kumbaga, it's not gonna happen.
You win the music!
It's not gonna happen without, you know, a reason then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yung ano nga, yung breakup namin, hindi siya, it's not considered one of the broke. It's not even considered, like, worst breakups, because parang mais, medyo mais naman yung breakup namin. Speaking of which, though, for the worst breakups, ano yung mga pinakamalalang pinagdaanan yung breakups?
Sino mo una?
Well.
What?
Ikaw muna. So ba?
Me? Okay. Well, yeah, I kind of gave you the gist of what happened to my ex, and the moving on process to that is very tough. It was like August 2018, I believe. Yes, that's the same year that I got closer with you guys as well. And during that time, it was like nearing Vermont's, and you're supposed to be happy and everything. I felt the opposite of that. And I feel that was the saddest birthday that I've ever had. October 4 is my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had dinner with family and everything, but something inside me felt empty. Like, there's this facade that I'm showing that I'm happy and everything. I don't know what's happening behind the scene. Like, I know to myself that there was a depressed stage during that time. It really took me a while to really put myself back together. So to anyone who's listening, if you're trying to move on from a recent breakup, especially when your partner cheated on you, it will get better. I can't say when. For people, it would take days, months, years, God knows when, but it will get better, and you will eventually find yourself and find someone who would eventually suit your need and be the perfect person for you. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tama naman. So, ayun na nga.
Go. Come on, naman.
Ano yun? So what? Hindi nga. I mean, dun sa worst breakup nga, sa akin din, is yun na, yung past relationship ko, yung toxic nga. So, that relationship lasts, like,
3 years and 5 months, I believe. I think there's something in Burmans too, because our relationship ended somewhere in September din eh. September. Oh, September na lang ako pa yun. Kasi that's the month also that I got my job. So yun yun. So worst comes to worst talaga. Kasi alam mo yun, that relationship is really not a smooth sailing relationship. Eh. So there really was like a rough time. So since nga nag-cheat nga siya multiple times din sa akin. But yeah, the worst is yung last day technically na nag-end yung relationship namin. So it was September. Basically, in Bicol kasi, month of September is like the fiesta month. So
yeah,
basically, lahat, well, hindi naman, most of the schools there, kasi nag-aaral ako dun eh, most of the schools there, sometimes, walang klase. Kasi nga, due to may mga parades and everything. So, ako naman, kasi ako, nag-work na ako nun eh. So, yung ex ko is still in school that time. Kaya, medyo maraming time din. So, nangyari nun, nasa work ako nun, like what I've mentioned on our previous episodes, in a toxic in a way na parang my ex doesn't want me to speak with anyone else, as in wala talaga.
Grabe.
So it's like na promise, sometimes nga may mga parang sinasabi niya sa akin na pag yung, ewan ko, nagagalit siya, natitrigger siya for some reason na parang sinasabi niya, mag-text ka lang sa akin, mag-text ka lang na mag-text, kahit anong sabihin mo, okay, parang kahit ano, basta malaman ko lang. Kasi alam mo yung parang wala siyang tiwala sa akin na, wala siyang tiwala sa akin na,
yun,
na,
yun
parang,
eh.
Na parang siya lang. Na parang,
I know,
to the point na hindi ako magmukhang nag-cheat sa kanya, i-text mo ako.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, yeah, na walang tigil, as in like, seconds lang. Na walang tigil talaga na sunod-sunod. Yun na, di ba, alam mo yun, super toxic. Kaya sa pinsan ko, parang I don't have the right to talk to them. Kasi ako kasi, napaka-honest kong tao. Na parang,
wait, your cousin?
I mean, hindi. Kumbaga, kahit sa pinsan ko, ayaw akong makipag-usap.
God, if...
To anyone nga eh.
Super toxic. Okay. The scenario is that your girlfriend doesn't even want to let you talk to your family members. That's insane.
Diba? But yeah, kahit family members, that's just over the board. Overboard.
Oh, di ba? Sobra na. My heart is throbbing right now. Ewan ko kung bakit.
Yeah.
My heart beats fast right now. Ewan ko, siguro natitrigger din ako.
That's also the thing that I talked about before, na why, what's the point in a relationship if you don't trust them?
Oh, di ba? Ayun na nga, to the point na, syempre, bago lang ako sa work, yun yung first work ko eh, sa SM Appliance Center nun. So, kasi pagka-graduate ko, gusto ko mag-work agad eh. So, parang kahit anong job lang, nititake ko, wala lang, for experience, yun. So, hindi ko alam na nandun pala siya sila sa labas, parang waiting for me to time out, para, umuwi na, ganun. May dala pang food and everything. Tapos yun, akala ko parang okay lang kasi syempre baguhan ako. May magtuturo sa'yo. May orientation process and everything. Someone will teach you on how to do this and that. Nakita pala niya from afar. So syempre hindi ko alam eh. Nasa work ako so I don't have my phone with me. I wasn't able to check messages and everything.
Yeah.
So ako naman parang okay, work. For the sake of work, syempre, kailangan mo makihalubilo sa tao. Eh, since nga siya, parang ayaw niya akong makitungo sa ibang tao. From afar, na in-observe na niya pala, na parang, paglabas ko namin, parang, why you're talking to that girl, ganyan. Sabi ko, kasi she was the one na in-assign to teach me how to do the job.
Yeah.
Mga ganun. Tapos
she's crazy.
She's
a psychopath.
May McDo yun eh. Fries, burger, whatever. Coke, drinks.
Yeah.
Then, naglalakad kami sa ano. Ito talaga ang pinaka-ano malala talaga. Naglalakad kami sa kalye, sa sidewalk. And syempre, maraming tao yung kasi nga fiesta month eh. Maraming police, ganyan kasi, nagbabantay.
Yeah.
Tapos, all of a sudden na lang, bigla akong binato ng fries sa harap ng maraming tao. Ay, yung plastic nung nakalagay yung fries, inagis niya talaga sa akin eh. In front of many people. Parang ako naman.
War freak?
Parang, ewan ko, ganun yung gusto niyang palabasin. Hindi ko nang matandaan, teka lang. Pero alam ko maraming tao nun. I'm not sure if it was in the parking lot doon sa SM or doon sa sidewalk. Pero yun na nga. Parang gusto niya maghanap ng away. Parang ganun. Eh ako naman kasi. God. Since ako naman, parang pagod
dude,
na ako makapag-away.
If I were you during that time, I'd break up with her. I don't give a damn if like... Parang
yun na nga.
Who in the right mind would do that?
My ex wanted to start a fight. Eh, syempre, nasa public place. Ako naman, parang pinipigilan ko yung sarili ko na parang, hindi pwede. Or, basta ganun. Tapos, to the point na, hindi rin ako nakapagpigil. Parang naambahan ko siya. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Kasi, alam mo yun, public eh. Parang, hilahin yung bag mo. Kasi nga, parang, ako tamad na ang mga pag-argue sa'yo eh. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Or maybe mag-usap tayo later kapag hindi na tayo magkasama or ewan ko, basta kung tayong dalawa lang, ganun. Tapos yun, yun nga. Eh, nakita kami nung ano. Nakita kami ng maraming tao. Tapos nakita kami ng polis. So, anong nangyari? Dinampot kami.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness!
Dinampot kami. Ng police, tapos din kami sa police station to settle everything, na parang what happened, ganyan.
Oh my God!
Ayoko talaga
mag-sabi. Sabi mo naman sa amin, nag-break ba kayo pagkatapos nung hindi?
Yun, oo, actually. Yun
yung, yun.
Thank God, Mark. You made the right decision. My God! She is nuts! Okay?
Ang pangit, di ba? Ang pangit talaga.
Ang pangit talaga!
I mean, worse in a way kasi... We have to do it. Alam, hindi naman to do it. Parang nangyari siya in a public place. Tapos, nakuha pa kami ng enforcer, ng police,
oh
di ba?
Oh, God.
Ano daw kami yung tawag dito? Parang alarming scandal ang eksena namin. Yun yung term talaga, alarming scandal. Pukuha ko naman. Ah, okay.
Alarming talaga.
Okay, kasi kasi parang nakakagulat nga naman. Maraming tao nga eh. Kasi nga nasa sidewalk kami, maraming dalakada tao. Fiesta month nga. Di parang yung mga tao, oh my God, ano nangyayari? Bakit magkakaroon ng ano dito, ng komosyon, di ba? So, ayun nang after nung parang, hindi, ayoko magsalita kahit sa police station. Parang pinagsusulat ng something. Ako talaga, nagsulat na lang ako. Ayoko talaga magsalita. As in, after nung umalis ako sa police station, not knowing if kung anong gagawin niya or kung anong mangyayari. Eh, pero yung bahay kasi nila, medyo malapit lang din naman sa police station. So, pwede siya maglakad. So, ako nag-tricycle. Sumakay ko. Paglabas ko ng station talaga, sumakay agad ako ng tricycle. Umuwi ako. As in, talaga na parang, ano nangyari? Natakot ako kasi before, my ex tends to text my mom na may mga threats and everything. Ano mo yun? Parang, to the point na nag-text na basta kung ano-ano. Ayoko na lang anuhin. Pero, yun na yun. Di ba? Nakaka-ano lang. Nakaka-inis lang isipin.
It's a psychopath.
Oo. Na parang hindi ko alam. Ano bang ikaka-obsess mo sa akin? Di ba?
Yeah.
To the point na bakit ganun ka makitungo sa akin na hindi naman ganun yung pakitungo ko sa iyo at never ako nag-cheat sa iyo. Ikaw lang yung nag-iisip sa akin yan, pero never kong ginawa sa iyo. Wala naman siyang laban na ito na nahuli kita. Wala eh. Wala talagang ganun eh. Parang nasa isip
lang niya. I mean, I can admit myself that I normally start a fight with Brian, sometimes in a playful manner, but never to that extent.
Diba, sobra.
That's just too much. That's really too much.
It was actually talaga, promise. Yun nga, natakot lang ako na parang in the next few days na ano kayo mangyayari. As in, super kinakabahan ako sa work ko. May mangyayari bang gulo? Kasi medyo malapit din yung medyo malapit-lapit. Hindi. Kasi nasa center siya ng city, yung mall eh. So, accessible talaga siya sa lahat ng tao kung tiga doon ka lang. So, natatakot ako kasi ngayon nga, may tendency siya na maghanap ng gulo. Pero, masaya naman ako na hindi nangyari yun. So, although our relationship ended na pangit talaga, pero I'm glad na wala nangyari na more than that. Yun lang talaga yung kinatakot ko na kinaano rin ang loob ko. Kinagaan din. Kasi wala nangyari after that. So, yun nga. Tulad din ang sinabi ko in our previous episode na it's really not about how long you've really been together, di ba? Kasi for those years na we've been together, I never felt that I was loved.
Mm-hmm. Siguro that's true.
Ako lang talaga yung nag-give eh. Alam niya yun. Alam niya yung mga sakripisyo ko when it comes to family, friends, na some of my... actually, hindi naman na nawala ko yung mga kaibigan ko. To some of my friends, actually really lost connection. Kasi talagang ayaw niya ako makipag-usap eh. Or kahit makipag-text mo lang sa mga best friends ko. Or kahit talaga, kahit sino. Na to the point na inaway ako ng best friend ko. May lalaki kong best friend na yun ha.
Mm-mm.
Parang lagi niyang pinano sa akin na pinagpalit mo nga kami, pinagpalit mo nga ako dito eh. Pero okay naman kami ngayon, best friend ko, kasi okay naman kami ni Sam ngayon, okay naman ako sa relationship ko. So, yun nga, pinapakita ko lang sa kanya na, well, just, ewan ko, kung makikita man nila, kasi friends ko naman yung mga relatives nila. Sorry ha, medyo mahaba. Ayun nga.
That was entertaining, actually. I'm living for the tea.
na masaya ako ngayon na hindi nag-workout yung sa pamangkin nyo, sa pinsan mo, which is for the best.
Yes.
Kasi I never felt na ano eh, I was appreciated, I was loved, you know, it's too much. Hindi nila alam yung nangyari, pero to the point kasi yung classmates na, yung mga naging schoolmate namin, mga itropa namin, ang dating, ako yung mali, ako yung masama. Hindi nila alam yung story eh. So sa akin, sige, okay lang, hiniyakan ko na lang. Kasi if that's the story na sinabi nung ex ko, edi, so be it, okay. Hindi ko na kailangan mapagtalo dun eh, kasi yung mangyari, nagiging defensive ako para sa sarili ko, which is hindi ko naman kailangan. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, ayun na nga. Yun nga, how I dealt with it. Yun nga, time for yourself lang talaga after your worst breakup. Sa time sa sarili mo lang talaga. Time to your friends na nawalan ka ng connection due to that.
Mm-mm.
Eksena, promise, yun talaga. Doon talaga ako na nabuo ulit eh. Kasi,
like really find yourself.
Kasi mas na-express mo yung sarili mo doon sa mga totoong tao na nagpapalaga sa'yo eh. Totoo yun.
Napaka-totoo.
Yeah. So, mas madaling na makamove on kung ganun.
Mm-mm.
Ayun.
Pang sa ano nga lang ata, parang nung mga times na nag-break kami nung dati. Ay, nandoon kayo nun, di ba? Nung the first breakup that we had. Yung the 5 years. 4 months na naging single ako.
Oo.
Yeah.
Nandoon kami.
Yeah. No. Okay, hold your tongues. I know, meron kayong naiisip na kwento dun eh.
Hindi, wala. Sige, go lang.
So, alam mo naman yun, I mean, when, nung nag-break kami ni Jess, I mean, nung 5 years, nung nag-break kami nung 5 years,
Oops!
Nung nag-break kami nung 5 years, it was really hard on me because, after all, pagkakamali ko yung dahilan kung bakit kami nag-break, I let her go, and it was one of the best, I mean, one of the greatest, is one of the, what? The worst mistakes that I have ever made. Kasi yun yung mga time na nagsimula ako mag-smoke, na nag-glasses ako, like...
Oo, kinausap ko yung tanong, di ba?
Yeah, so... And talagang sobrang... I lost myself just losing her. And even though nung mga times na yun, meron akong flings, and that one short-time girlfriend na yung pinapost niya lagi sa GC, punyeta kayo.
Wow.
Even though hindi ko pa rin nahanap yung sarili ko, or I was always continuously feeling worse all throughout the 4 months And the only thing that made that better was when she returned. Everything felt nice. But yeah, that this the worst breakup. I lost myself.
Yeah.
In the process. Parang yung Jean na masaya na noon na nakikita niya lagi sa opisina pa. Unti-unting bumalik lang pahuli na.
Well, everyone naman siguro na dumadaan sa breakup is losing themselves din naman. Hindi lang naman ikaw. Lahat naman tayo.
Exactly.
Diba? We're not in our best selves kapag ano tayo eh. Kapag andun tayo sa situation na emotionally ano ba breakdown ano ba term doon kasi ganun emotionally nawala tayo
Well, I wasn't able to deal with it properly because at the end of it I was still able to make peace with her and we started dating again, but this time it's for real, so I'd have no, because you know, the usual way that I deal with it is just talking to friends and talking to people, which it's kind of hard with quarantine since you can't actually see people. And yeah, so okay, Mark, you deal with it by spending time with the people that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
People that are important to you.
Yeah.
For me, kasi pang I do the same. Given if there is time, if the ones that I love are near, the ones that I love are available, I spend time with them, or with longtime friends like you and Belle, or spending time with myself, just reflecting on the decisions that I've made with life. It's everyone has their own way of dealing with it, man. But for me, I don't know. I have no specific way of actually dealing with it.
Depende talaga.
Exactly. Yung sa akin kasi I usually go into a frenzy of flings and just to see if I could forget the person through that and meet someone to replace the feeling or to replace the person. But yeah.
Ako before ako mag in sa mga long-term relationships, doon ako sa mga fling parts. Pero after nung, doon sa 3 years and 5 months, after nung nag-break kami, parang it never crossed my mind na to flirt with someone else. Wala, hindi talaga. So talagang friends lang ako, like to the point na may burol pa nga ata.
Parang all throughout
yung burol. Hanggang sa mag-uwi na lahat ng bisita, nandun ako eh.
Oh my God.
Promise.
Yeah, for me naman parang after the 5 years, I'm looking for something more sustainable. I'm not, maybe yeah, there are flings, but I'm looking for flings that will turn into lasting relationships. Hindi ko na kaya yung katulad ng dati na fling for the sake of it.
Nagmamature tayo eh, so
exactly.
Talaga dapat mawala na yung ganong part. Ayun.
Yeah. So Belle, yung sa ano mo diba, you said that to the people listening, it will get better. How did you make it better?
Like in the moving on process or it
the moving on process.
Okay. Well, during that time when I was moving on from my jackass of an ex. So, let's just put it this way. Literally after the breakup, there were certain moments where I think, should I go back to him? There are moments where he would beg for me to come back in his life as his the same girlfriend or the way that things were before, because during that time when I decided to break up with him, my friends somewhat noticed that I'm a different person. Like it's like they don't see me as this happy-go-lucky Bea that they see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can actually see that me being with my ex is not really a good. But they just know that he's not the right guy for me, and he's not really contributing to anything, literally. And during that time of the breakup, I cried. I cried a lot. My best friend just told me, "Girl, just cry it out, and
that
just
helps.
Promise." Yeah, and then just promise me that, you know, when you're able to get up and on your two feet, you'll be okay again. It took me a while to get up. There are moments where I find myself stuck in the room most of the time. There were moments where I sleep a lot. Like, I wish I was able to go back to my sleeping habits before, because knowing that I hardly get any sleep nowadays, but I slept a lot. I hardly eat. So what I did in coping with that,
sorry, go on.
You kind of lost my train of thought. Great. But it's okay. So during that time when I was moving on, I found hobbies. I exercised. I read books that I haven't touched in a while. My best friend actually visited me and slept over, and we just watched a bunch of movies. They're not kidding when they say that the moving on stage is really finding yourself, because it really is. And I guess you can show what your true potential is. I guess it's like really mostly like self-realization, and it's as long as you have your friends, family, you'd really go a long way. You can even support yourself and keep on telling yourself that you're worth more than what happened.
Damn, I'm wondering if I'm ever gonna find myself with the pandemic. Oh my god!
You can't even find human being, so
how can you find yourself if you're not lost in the first place, Joe?
Yay! Oh gosh! But yeah, that's my take on that.
I guess it goes without saying that we all have our different takes on how to move on and how long it takes to move on. But how long did you take to move on from you know who?
Jackass?
From Jackass.
Well, August 2018. Then I met Brian, January 2019. It took about 5 months, I guess.
And Mark? Before you met him?
I guess that was September 2013 ata. I met some December 2014 kami so 1 year something, like past 1 year ganun. Kasi during during those times din nung months na nag-move on ako, parang yung nararamdaman niyo ba yung point na parang gusto mong bumalik kahit ikaw yung nakipag-break, or technically wala naman nakipag-break sa amin, nagwalay lang talaga kami, yung parang gusto mong bumalik pero pagbalik mo meron na. Alam mo yun, yung ganoon yung point na, so dumating yung point na rin na nag breakdown na naman. Tama ba? Breakdown? Ayun. Na parang, may bago na pala. Alam mo, may panibagong sakit na naman.
Panibagong sakit?
Oh my goodness.
Parang yung sakit na naghiwalay kayo, tapos parang gusto mo ulit bumalik, pero babalik ka, meron na palang pinalit sa'yo.
ano ba yun? Gets nyo?
Yeah.
Gets yun na, pero yun na nga. Pero yeah, na-realize ko rin na wala na talaga din. So, yun na yung bumalik ako dito sa Cavite. Bumalik ako nun bago ako, yun, dito na ako nag-work actually after nun. So, mas okay na ako ngayon. Yun, wala lang. In-add ko lang. yung part na gusto mong bumalik, pero since meron nang pinalit sa'yo, wala na.
Well, I guess it's for the better naman eh. If nangyari na bumalik ka nga, you would have never met Sam.
Oo, totoo naman din yun. I'm still grateful pa rin.
Exactly. So I'm kind of wondering now, gaano katagal kaya yung
hindi, depende kasi kay Beltino mo for 5 months until he met Brian. For me, more than a year if, until I met
Sam. Sabi ko nga, it's really their own time. There's no...
Sa'yo nga lang, weeks nga lang, di ba? Sabi mo na nag-break kayo kailan.
Like,
no. Mark, then, literally, he moved on maybe in a day. In a day's time.
Di ba?
It depends naman kasi. In this case, it's different.
3 weeks back ba? Or 1 month na nakaraan? Sabi niya, nag-break kami. Tapos bilang, I'm moving forward to meet this girl. I think she's the one. What the fuck?
Oy, grabe. Wala nang laga.
Parang, no, we're literally talking sense here.
Mas reasonable yung 5 months. Mas reasonable yung 5 months eh. Kasi you have time at least to heal yourself. Pero yung weeks, hindi talaga eh.
Ang inaano ko lang naman sa akin kasi isa. If you hear me talking like that, it's not like the real shit.
We know Eugene. Ewan ko sa'yo.
Sige, ganyan na.
Weeks lang talaga. Days nga, baka hours nga lang eh.
Buisit kayo, alam niyo.
Diba, totoo naman. Huwag ka nga.
Di, I mean, ano naman kasi, yung sa first breakup namin, siguro, understandable naman yun. Parang 3-4 weeks bago ko nakilala si You Know Who.
4 weeks.
Pero yung sa ngayon kasi, is medyo iba na lang. It's different from the other breakups.
Okay.
It's very... Bagay. Yeah. Kasi wala nang I don't know if there will be still a chance to maybe reconcile, bring back what we used to have. But
reconcile and see if you can bring back yung what you used to have. Parang hindi na rin possible yun eh. Siguro may pwede yung bumalik, magkabalikan kayo, pero
exactly, but the magic that you used to have is
hindi yung tulad ng before.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you have any regrets in any of these relationships that you had?
Regrets? Wala. Kasi there's an experience ko naman talaga ang sa sobrang toxic. Parang you really wanted to be out of that relationship. So there's nothing that need na parang pagsisihan mo. Tama naman, tama rin siguro yung nangyari. Kumbaga, hindi lang siya tamang oras sa tamang panahon na nagkahiwalay kami. Kasi ang pangit talaga yun, diba? Yun na nga, based on sa story, ang pangit talaga. Pero, kung yun yung dapat mangyari para matigil na yun, yun na talaga yun eh.
True.
So, no regrets.
Yes.
Sige, yes, Belle?
No, nothing.
Wala kang regret din? O, sige, wala din daw siya.
Okay. Well, I mean, for all the relationships, there will be regrets. Quote-unquote regrets. Nee, quote-unquote regrets nga. But for everyone, everything happens for a reason. And if just one thing didn't happen, maybe the greater thing that will happen to you in the future won't happen.
Oh, to naman.
Exactly. Parang yung yung gusto nangyari sa girl na gusto mo na bumalik and there was the other guy.
Oo, alam mo ba, magkasama pa kami nagiinuman noon. Sama-sama kami.
Yeah.
Diba? Diba?
Nag-meet kami lahat sa isang place.
Mm. Point is, everything that will happen to you happens for a reason. And in the end, you will not regret any of it. Any of the thing that's happened, bad or good, because it all led you to where you are today.
Mm-mm.
Yes. So, I agree.
Yung lahat ng ano ng pain
nawala.
Oh.
Parang isa How I Met Your Mother, diba? Like everything that happened, every bad or good thing that happened, every breakup, every wound, every mess up, everything that went through your life, however bad or however good it may be, led to this moment. Gems. Sabihin ko kaya yung speech na pagkakinasala ko.
Wag na. Di mo pa naman nahanap yung dawan. Wag mo na sayangin yung oras natin pare-parehas dito.
Buisip?
Pa-speech-speech ka pang nalalaman. Hanapin mo muna sarili mo, tapos hanapin mo yung totoong... Ay, hindi naman hanapin. Antayin pala yung right time, antayin. Right moment na ibibigay sa'yo ng Diyos yung tao dapat sa'yo.
True.
Right. Kasi nga, tulad ko, di ba, parang nakilala ko si Sam. Wala naman, wala akong spark and everything the moment that I met her. O, di ba? Ending. Ano kami ngayon? So, hindi mo talaga masasabi.
Exactly.
Kung sino yung para hindi sa'yo, kung kasama mo na pala araw-araw. Alam mo yun?
Pang naisip ko nga yun, siguro, sa kakahanap ko, baka, hindi na, tawag yun, sa kakahanap ko, baka, parang hinahanap na din pala ako. Parang hindi na lang ako pumirma sa isang lugar. Parang,
oo, naghahanapan kayo. So,
exactly.
Pumirma ka na lang sa isang lugar.
Yeah. So, I think that concludes the episode.
Yun na nga. I mean, magbigay ka ng last ano mo, ng last advice then for those people who's trying to move on.
Okay.
Or is still in the process of moving on?
Well, for those that are still moving on, hang on. Kapit lang, kaibigan. Dadating din ang tamang oras, dadating din ang tamang tao para sa'yo.
Yeah.
Marami ka bang dadaan ng lubak? Marami ka bang baka marami ka pang kainin bago mangyari yun, pero kapit lang. Lahat tayo, meron tao naghihintay pa sa'yo.
Totoo naman. So, at, sa... Ah, go. Ano ba yan? Kala ko tapos na. Sige, go. Sorry.
Kala mo, tapos na. Ano, actually, yeah, yun lang. Yun lang naman. Tama naman kasi ano. Maghintay lang kayo. Pumirmi kayo. Kung sa tingin nyo, pagod na kayo maghanap. Baka sakaling hinahanap din kayo at mahanap din kayo ng naghahanap sa inyo.
Ah, totoo. So, sa akin naman, yung sa mga nagmo-move on, wag din masyadong marupok. Tulad ko nung parang naghiwalay tapos bilang gusto mong balikan. Kung gusto mo mag-move on, dapat sa sarili mo, tanggap mo na 100% na it's not going to work out kung babalikan mo pa rin yung ex mo. So, best thing to do is to just move forward, move on with your life, love yourself first, then yung mga naiwan mong tao na during those relationship na nandoon ka sa ex mo, balikan mo. Makipag-ano ka din. Makipag-areglo ka rin kung ano yung kulang mo. Kasi yun talaga yung ano eh. Yung mga taong... Ayun. Yun lang. Belle? Are you still with us?
Bel, kung nandyan ka, ikalaw mo ang puting kurtina. Bel!
Ginawang kaluluwa.
Ayun, mukhang...
Ay!
There's well, Bel. Ayun!
Stop it! How should I say this? I've already said what I needed to say earlier, so I hope that everyone is able to learn from from our experiences, and I hope that everyone enjoyed our fun-filled stories. Even though, let's just put this way, that I hate my ex to the core, and you guys know that already. But let's not talk about him much anymore after this, because I might get a headache and I might sue, but we're all good here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One more thing, by the way, before we go through everything.
Okay. What?
To my ex, if you are listening to this. just in case, if you are listening to this, you are the greatest thing that happened to my life, and I don't know if there's anything greater that will happen.
Oh my goodness. So, yeah, and to my ex, if you're listening, F you. I mean, wait. Okay, the serious note though, thank you next. Good
Since nagbigay din kayo ng mga farewell ano nyo, messages, sige ako din. So, kung ikaw din, hi, hello, bang weird, parang hi ex ko, nakikinig ka din. Cheers. Uy, wait lang, di pa ako tapos na ako natawa. Ayun na nga, hi ex ko, nakikinig ka din ngayon. Cheers. Kasi, yun na nga, naging okay na wala tayo. Siguro, it's really for the best. So, hopefully, na masaya ka rin kung anong, kung nasan ka ngayon, kung meron ka mang someone. So, sana mag-stick ka na dun. So, you can find also peace in your heart, di ba?
Never will my ex.
My God. No, not with your ex. With your ex, Belle? No. No peace with his.
I'm the only one who's bitter here, so.
Yeah, and same goes to my 5 years.
What the F? Okay, but, so
yeah, just let's, before it gets even longer, let's just end this.
tapusin na to. So yun na nga, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this up. So don't forget to visit our page on Facebook. So you can just type in at Sat Night with BMM.
Mm-hmm. And you can also check out our Instagram at Sat Night with BBM as well.
Mm-hmm. BBM?
BMM.
BMM.
BMM. Oh my goodness. I am sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically, it's basically Bea Bautista and Mark only.
Okay. And also our Twitter, and please do follow our Twitter. Our Twitter only has one follower. Please, for the love of God, Sat Night BMM, follow it. Oh my God.
Yeah, because it's new. Kaya isa lang
siguro. Yeah, that's true.
Wait, followed. Ewan ko, finalo naman. Eh, pag-check ko naman, hindi lang isa. Ewan ko.
Isa lang yung nakafollow, girl. Ano ba?
Isa lang ba? Okay. Siguro, follow ko na rin ng Twitter account.
Same here.
But don't forget, yun na nga. Don't forget to listen to our main platform on Spotify. And you can also listen to our podcast on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Apple Podcast also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Anything you want to add, guys?
Belle, you want to plug your page?
Oh yes, thank you for reminding me. So guys, if you're interested in digital art or paintings, you can check out my Facebook page at Likhang Sinig Nibi. That's Likhang-Sinig Nibi. So you can just simply message me there, and you can also find my number there too. Wink, wink.
And for those interested in gaming, lately I haven't been able to upload because of my freaking internet connection. But I do live streams of random games throughout the week. And that's going to be Reaper Alpha. Reaper Alpha, no space, capital R, capital A on Facebook. Reaper Alpha's 21 on Twitch. and Reaper Alpha streams on YouTube. And that's it.
That's it. So hope that you and you guys enjoy our episode for tonight's podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. I know that it's a long list listen, but if you stayed up to this, if you stayed up to this very point in time for this podcast, thank you so much for listening to our wonderful stories.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. With that, we would like to say good night to you. This has been Bell, Mark, and Miles.
Shana talaga, no?
Oo, sure.
Kinanya niya na lang.
Oo nga eh.
Sige na. Ulit. This has been Saturday Night Live with
Bell,
Mark,
and Miles. And we greet you all a great Saturday night. Good night.
Good evening, y'all.
Happy Saturday night. Bye.
Bye.